WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. This Sunday night, CBS presents Neil Simon's Jake's Women, a new TV version of his stage play, with Alan Alda again playing the role of Jake. TV critic David Bianculli has this preview.
CBS has been really sneaky about its on-air promotions for Jake's Women. The promos make a big deal out of Alan Alda as the star, which is fair. The promos also show him surrounded by and interacting with a bunch of female co-stars, including Mira Sorvino from Mighty Aphrodite and Ann Archer from Fatal Attraction. But what the promos don't tell you is that most of the women in Neil Simon's Jake's Women exist primarily in Jake's imagination. Jake is an author who can't stop daydreaming. So even though his first wife, played by Mira Sorvino, has been dead for years, he still visits her in the past or allows her to visit him in the present. And even though his second wife, played by Ann Archer, has separated from him, she's still around too, at least in Jake's mind. And so are Jake's sister and his analyst and his daughter, whom Jake conjures up at two different ages, as a cute young kid and at her current age as a young adult. You can almost see why CBS wanted to shy away from this stuff in the promos. It's confusing, it's hard to describe, it takes some getting used to, and not all the jokes and scenes work smoothly. Certainly, most of the critical reaction to this telemovie version of Simon's Broadway play has been mixed to poor. And the fact that CBS saved Jake's Women until after the February rating sweeps means that the network has little faith in it. But there's something really powerful at the center of Jake's Women for those who have the patience to sit still and let it unfold. The performances are strong, and the drama really kicks in when Jake finally gets the chance to explain why it is he's so haunted by the past. The scene occurs when Mira Sorvino, as Jake's long-dead wife, persuades Jake to let her visit with her now-grown daughter, played by Kimberly Williams. Jake imagines their reunion and watches tearfully as it plays itself out.
What was the best thing we ever did together, just you and me?
Oh, gosh. So many things.
I think mostly when I'd get sick and you'd crawl into bed with me and read books to me.
I still know Bambi by heart.
And when we were in that hotel in Atlantic City and you let me call room service and order my own dinner.
Right, and then when I got out of the shower, I found two chocolate sundaes and a double cheese pizza.
Haven't we all done this? Who hasn't thought about what it would be like to speak to a father or a mother who died 5 or 20 years ago? Would your mother still be proud of you? Would you still be your father's little girl? We've all played out that scene. My problem is I never stopped doing it.
The other scene stealers in Jake's Women are Ann Archer and Lolita Davidovich, both of whom display usually hidden comic talents, and Julie Kavner, who's always good. Some scenes are too shrill, and sometimes the dialogue is too obvious. But all in all, spending time with Jake's Women is a wholly justifiable diversion for the audience as well as for Jake.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.